Jy is ingeskakel op Lekker FM 98.3 en ek gesels met kaptein Dave Miller. Hierdie is jou misdaadverslag. Captain, how are you?
Hi Petra, very well and yourself, thank you.
I'm fine, thanks.
Great.
We're talking about responsibility of owning a firearm.
Yes, so that's a great thing to own.
Yeah, I think.
But there's definitely a certain, well, not a certain amount, there's a large amount of responsibility when it comes to being in possession of a firearm.
Yeah, of course, yeah. So if I want to buy my firearm,
yes,
what's the first step I do?
First step you need to do is go to an authorized training institute.
Yes.
And there you will go and they will do what is called a competency certificate. You'll do a course with regards to the use of a firearm as well as your legal aspects.
Yeah.
Okay. And it's very important that you go to a reputable training facility.
Okay.
There are unfortunately a lot of these fly-by-nights that are around there, and they're quite willing and easy to smudge things, and you're only doing yourself a disfavor by doing that.
Yeah.
Because you're not going to learn the correct procedures, you won't understand all the correct legal principles, and come the day when you have to use that firearm that you have now bought in terms of self-defense, there's a great potential chance that you are going to make a mistake and you can even end up being arrested. So starting point, go to a reputable firearms training facility, do the course. Once you have done the course and you obtain your certificate to say that you are competent in the use of your whatever type of firearm it is, you then go to your local police station, to the designated firearms officer.
Okay.
And you will then do an – oh, sorry. There's a step before that. Go and buy the firearm.
Okay.
Okay, so go to the gun shop, purchase the firearm.
Yeah.
Okay. Once you have purchased the firearm, they will give you the firearm dealer will give you documentation. And then there's an application that you will complete together with a motivation, a whole lot of documents. A lot of the firearm dealers, they have the facility where they can assist you with your application.
Yeah.
The application is not really that complex. There is a lot of stuff that is required, so it's up to you. You can do it yourself, or you can enlist the aid of the services that these different firearm shops do provide for you. Go to the police station, hand in your application. They will take a set of fingerprints from you to ensure that you do not have a criminal record. You will need to get two or three reference letters from family members and close friends and friends of the family, people that you have known for a while, so that they can judge your character. Make sure that you're not dependent on any sort of substances, alcohol, drugs, or anything like that. You're not a person that is susceptible to violence.
Okay.
Once you've gone through all those loops and hoops and everything like that, the process takes, and it does vary from time to time. The current average time at the moment is around about 120 days.
Okay.
Can be a little bit longer. There are people that have had shorter. And then once you've got your firearm license, you will get the notification from the SAPS office to say, listen, your firearm off, your license has been approved. You can come and collect your license. Once you've got your license, you will then go to the gun shop, produce your license, provided that you've paid off the firearm, and then they will allow you to take your firearm. And obviously, you've got to have your competency as well.
Yeah.
So that is also part of the first step. I skipped a step, sorry. So you get a police competency as well.
Okay.
So you get a competency certificate from the training academy, and then you apply for your competency at the police station. Once you've got your competency, you buy your firearm, and then you go through the licensing process.
Okay, you can't just go and buy the license or just get the firearm before you get proof of the police.
No, this is like people say, this is not America where you can just walk into a shop and buy a gun there. And it's not quite like that there anyway.
Yeah.
But yes, there is a vetting process that needs to be dealt with.
Yes,
and once
of course
that has all been done, then you're good to go with your firearm. And as we discussed at the beginning, there's a responsibility to owning a firearm, you know. You need to make sure that you look after that firearm, that you safeguard the firearm, that you make sure that you do not use it in an incorrect manner. And you need to also understand that when you're going to take that firearm out and you're going to use it in the act of self-defense, either for yourself or for someone else's life, that there are consequences for your actions.
Yes.
So it's very important to understand the law, the legal principles, the various training institutes are very thorough with regards to that aspect of it. But I would definitely suggest that once you've completed that, go and study the law a little bit further.
Yeah.
Go and read up on the case laws. Go and look at examples. Go onto YouTube and go and watch videos and go and see how quickly situations can escalate.
Mm.
And you will very soon start to understand that there's a real responsibility when owning a gun. Owning a gun is not about being a man or being, you know, being macho and being the alpha person in the group because I'm armed and you can't touch me. It can go south very, very quickly.
Yeah. Do you have to have a safe at home, a weapon safe?
Yes.
Okay.
So within our Firearms Control Act and our legal framework, it is stipulated you have to have an SABS approved safe.
Okay.
There are specific specifications with regards to how the safe must be mounted as well. And a lot of the places where or police stations that are too busy, I'm not sure if it has changed. They do accept photos of the safe with a statement. Where the policing areas are not that busy and the designated firearms officers have the ability to go and visit their individual clients, they will come out and they will do a physical safe inspection.
Thank you, Captain.
A pleasure, Pietra.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.